This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we're up to Simon Aleph, Sif Vov. Parshas HaKorbonos Lo Yoma Ele Bayom. One says the Parshas of Korbonos, what we say just before Pesukei Dezimra, only at daytime. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katzim Yudzayim, Bayom, De'in HaKorbonos Kraven Ele Bayom. Why do we only say the Parsha of Korbonos at daytime? Because the Korbonos were actually only offered up at daytime. Avol Parshas HaKiyor, or Parshas Trumas HaDeshen, Yochol Lemar Kodim Hayom. You can say that even before daybreak, because those were done before it was actually day. V'im'ein lo p'nai, if a person hasn't got time, Yochol Lemar Gam Parshas HaKorbonos B'layla. Then it needs pressing and you haven't got time, then you're able to say the Parsha of Korbonos at night time. In Dirshu note 34, he says as follows, V'kashayimah HaKorbonos B'layla B'yer HaGon R'chaim Kanievsky, even though it seems like you haven't actually offered up, the purpose of saying the parash of Korbanos, it's in lieu of, it's instead of actually offering it up. And therefore, if you say the parash of Korbanos at night time, it's as if you haven't offered them up, because you can't offer up Korbanos at night time. There is still an inyan to say the parash of Korbanos even at night time, if one is not able to say it at daytime. One should try at least to say them from Amot HaShachar, which is Alois, and not from Netzacham, or the slightly later time. Okay, continues the Mishnah Berurah. We are up to, where are we? V'im Tzorich, in the middle of the first white line. V'im Tzorich Amida, whether or not one has to stand when you say the Korbanos in the morning, I'm besimen memches, but Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. Take a look over there. And again, in the Mishnah Berurah Dirshu note 35, he says, Shehevi Shom Machlokas Haposkin Bazeh. There is a machlokas whether you need to stand or not for when you say the Korbanos. The cost of B'Shem HaPrimagadim, Shemakamokam B'Shas Amir, Parshas HaTomid, Roy La'amid. But when you say the Parsha of the Tomid, one should stand, Mishnah Shekurim Esau B'Tzibul B'Koyram, because that is sort of said, B'kol Ram, standing by the Tzibur. Kosov B'Shlot, the Shlot writes, the B'Shabbos V'yontiv lo yomai yihiratzoin. At the end of the Korbanos, it says, yihiratzoin, ki, you know, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be nechshav this, ki ilu hikrafti oila, or whatever it may be. But on Shabbos and Yontiv, he says in the name of the Shlot, one should not say that yihiratzoin. De'ein korban nedava ba bohem, because there is no korban nedava brought on Shabbos. Of the parshas in hefsid la'am, but there's no harm in saying the parshas themselves. Kakur b'Torah, it's as if you're reading from the Torah. U'mikom makom imhu ben Torah, if a person is a talmid chacham, mutav yoser sheyasok b'parshas deyoma, but one should learn about the halachas about these things rather than just say the korban, say the parsha. One should actually learn Torah connected to it. Mishu ovel, a person who is an ovel la yoma parshas hakorbanos, he should not say the parsha of the korbanos. In the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah number 37, he says, "Ach beperik ezel makomen kosev lekamon b'shem the Magen Avraham she'omer beis ovel." You do say ezel makomen in the house of the ovel, even though it may be considered like a perik of Mishnayos, which it is, and therefore it's Talmud Torah. That's okay. Nevertheless, l'fisha kol shu say the hayom ein b'mishum Talmud Torah la'ovel. It's just part of the regular tefillah, and therefore that's not a problem. It's not considered Talmud Torah for the Ovel, which is a problem for an Ovel to learn Torah. Mitam Zeh continues that note. Kosev lekamon she'omer parshas of Tomid b'tishavav. You can still say the parshas of Tomid, that parsha which we say in before Pesukei Dezimra in the Korbanos, even on Tishavav. The kosev azeh hashena halachas shehu adin the Ovel, and so too the Ovel is able to say the parsha of Tomid during his avedus. Continuing the halacha, now we're up to Sif Zayin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Kashe Yisayim Parshas Ha'Ola." When a person finishes saying the Parsha of Ola, Yoma Yirotz Mfanechol Sheizeh Choshev Mekubel Kilu Krafti Ola. It's as if I've offered up a carbon Ola. V'Kach Yoma Acha Parshas HaMincha V'Hashlomim B'Pnei Shein Boim B'Nedav. And so too, you can say the similar expression after the Mincha and Shlomim, which can be brought voluntarily. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Miutres, Boim Binadova, Avon Acha Parshas Achatos. But after the Parsha of Chatos, Lo Yomar Kein, you shouldn't say that Yerosin, if you shein a Ba'a Nadova, because it's not brought as a Nadova, you don't voluntarily bring a Chatos. and in Cain of our bear, Shechayev Malach Chatos, because you only bring a Chatos if you're Chayev Chatos. V'chein Oshem v'Oshem Tolu came along the Ainu Boab and Adov, and so too an Oshem and Oshem Tolu. V'achronim Kosu v'Shem Rashal. The Achronim say in the name of the Marshal, the Yesh Leima La'af La'ach Chatos for Oshem Yiratzin. You can still say the Yiratzin after the Chatos and Oshem. Rak Sheyom B'Loshin Sofik. You just say it in the following sort of doubtful way, the Hainu. Yiratzin Fanecha. May it be your will, Hashem, imovarti avera shechayov moleo chatos, if I violated an avera, which I am chayv a chatos for, sheyia ze nechshav kiilu krafti chatos. Then this should be considered as if I brought a chatos, this saying, the parasha of the chatos. V'im lav yiyek a korban Torah, and if not, if I'm not chayv, if I was not chayv for a korban chatos, then it's as if I'm just reading the Torah. V'chayi gavna yom gam keinach ha-pashas of Oshem, and you say a similar tanai, as it were, with the parasha of the Oshem. Ah, Hamogen Avram Hiksha Oid. The Mogen Avram questions this practice. Eich Yoma im nis chayav tichatos. How can a person express it if I am chayav achatos? Hakayim alom linin chatos de bo yidir betchila shechoto. With a korban chatos, you have to know whether you're chayav a korban chatos. Al Kain, Hele Hamogen Avram, the Mogen Avram concludes, that linin chatos lo yom aklal yirotsim. When it comes to a chatos, don't say the yirotsim at all. Rak linin Oshem vaday, Oshem tolu yuchalem yirotsim. Only when it comes to an Oshem Vada and Oshem Tolu can you say this Yiratzin Al Tanai. Achim Liboy Noikfei, but if your heart is distressed, Shema Ovar Al Chait, maybe you were over a Chait, you did this Avera, V'holo Yadir Shechot V'Shochach, and you knew about it at the time, but you forgot, in which case you are Chayav Achatas, but you just forgot about it, Yuchalem Agamkein Yiratzin Achachatas B'Derech Tanai. Then it would be appropriate to say the Yiratzin B'Derech Tanai. Okay, so that is Sif Zayin. Sif Ches says the Shulchan Aruch. Yoma im ha korbonus posuk v'shochat oisa al yerecham izbeach tzofen lefei Hashem. With the korbonus, we say that posuk. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yotes im ha korbonus uchayoyim. And nowadays, noagim lo umro acha parshas hatomid. We say it after the parsha of the tomid. V'shochat oso v'is v'medrash. The Medrash says l'chol misha im ha posuk zeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zocher Akedas Yisrael. When whoever says that Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Akedah. And lastly, just finishing off this, the first Simon, Simon Aleph, says the Halacha, says in the Chabad and Siftes, Yesh Nagin Noma Parshas HaKir. We have the Minhag to say the Parsha of Kir, V'achakach Parshas Trumas HaDeshen, V'achakach Parshas HaTomit, V'achakach Parshas Mizbeach Mikta HaKteres, V'Parshas Samoni HaKteres V'Asiyosu. That is the end of Simon Aleph.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.